Good morning, everybody. Our readings are all filled with just beautiful images this Sunday, and I just want to pick one from each of the readings and speak a little bit about how we live that out in the Holy Mass, but also how we should live that out sort of in the posture of our souls. The Gospel has this beautiful image that is very familiar to us of this tax collector beating his breast. It's familiar to us because we do it at every Mass, the Confiteor, when we strike our breast and we sort of hit our heart to say, my heart in its wretchedness has chosen the wrong things. And it's a powerful thing. And then after the Confiteor, we do the Kyrie, which is Greek. Kyrie eleison, Lord have mercy, Christ have mercy, Lord have mercy, which is sort of called the liturgical stammer. You know, just like you might stutter, you know, if you were to go in the presence of a very big important person or whatnot. And that we begin the holy sacrifice of the Mass with this act, this penitential act of striking our breast in the liturgical stammer. Because we want to have the posture of soul that this tax collector has. Jesus lifts him up as the example for us. And then the Pharisee, he says, I'm not interested in self-righteousness. You know, we come to Mass not because we're so great and look at all the good things that we're doing. I pay tithes. I go to Mass. I do this. Well, pin a rose on your nose. We come here because we know that we are wretches. Sons and daughters of God, absolutely. But we have screwed it up. We've screwed up our life, and we can all be honest with ourselves in the quiet of our souls and realize the ways that we have screwed up what God has called us to and what He's asking of us, you know? And we come to Mass because we know how desperately we need God. In this posture of humility, this tax collector wouldn't even look at Jesus because he was so unworthy. He felt so unworthy. You know, we should in a sense feel unworthy even to come into church, because there's the God of gods, the Lord of lords, in this tabernacle. And he loves us. He's so gentle. He loves us so much that he invites us, you know. But Lord, I am not worthy. Dominus non sum dignus. Lord, I am not worthy. It's a good posture of soul and spirit. Otherwise, we adopt the mentality of the Pharisee who just thinks he's all great. Look how good I am. I go to Mass. Look how good I am. I do this, and this. That's what we're supposed to do. You know, but we are meant to have this attitude of this tax collector that we hear about in our Gospel. One time, there was this, one of my favorite books is The Power and the Glory. And it's written by a man named Graham Greene. Graham Greene was a Catholic. He had a lot of vices in his life. And one time somebody said to him, I don't want to be Catholic. And he said, why? And they said, this person said, well, because you're Catholic and look at the person that you are. And Graham said, you have no idea how much worse I would be if I wasn't Catholic. Because with the grace of the sacraments and the grace of the Lord, like, we are this tax collector. Remember when Pope Francis became the Pope, and there was the first interview they ever had with him, and they said, who are you? You know, nobody thought you'd be the Pope. He said, I am a sinner. Soy pecador. We should think that about ourselves. Number two, this image in our first reading from Sirach, that the prayer of the lowly pierces the clouds. Ooh, like, that's powerful. There's this grandmother in our parish, and her grandson is in the kindergarten here at our school. And when they're in kindergarten is when they first start to come to church, to Mass Tuesdays and Fridays with the rest of the school. And the kid was having some troubles at the beginning of the school year. And I don't know if you know any kids like that. You know, he's getting in trouble. He couldn't sit still. And, he told his grandma the other day, he said, Grammy, I'm doing so much better I'm not getting in trouble at church a lot anymore. And he said, sometimes I even pray some. And which I thought was beautiful. Like, could you imagine how much our Lord treasures the prayers of that little kid? And like, how much the Lord treasures our prayers when we mean it. You know, at the Mass, there's the beginning of the Mass is the collect. There's an invisible funnel, and all of our prayers and needs, the priest says, let us pray. And then we're meant to, in that moment of silence, to all bring our prayers to the forefront of our minds and hearts. And then it's like they're all funneled together into the one singular prayer of Holy Mother Church that is prayed at Masses around the world on this day. And that all of the prayers of the faithful are being conglomerated together, united together in this one perfect prayer of the Church. The prayers of the faithful that we have at Mass, we pray in them with gusto, you know. Sometimes we can go in autopilot, just like when we do this, we forget what we're really doing here. And when we pray the prayers of the faithful, which when the deacon is here, it's the deacon's job to do, because the deacon, diaconia, means servant. And so the deacon has always been the one who's like in the prisons and in the hospitals, in the field, you know, and he realizes what are the needs of this particular community of faith. And he brings those, he presents them, and then at Mass says, let's pierce the heavens with these prayers. And Deacon Charlie, he's got pneumonia. We keep him in our prayers. But he does such a good job with all of that. But to pray in a way of this faith, in a way of this, the prayer of the lowly pierces the clouds. The last image that I want to focus on, the second reading is full of them, but this one about being rescued from the lion's mouth. Isn't that beautiful? St. Paul he's telling Timothy, he says, look, it's been a hard go. I've been beat up. I've been spat upon. I've been imprisoned. I've been withheld food. All these different things have happened. Persecution after persecution. He says, and now it's looking like I'm about to die. And he says, but I take faith because I know that the Lord will keep me safe for the heavenly kingdom. But he says, I have been rescued from the lion's mouth. And don't you see, at Holy Mass, on this altar is Jesus. And he's the Savior because he likes to save us. And there's the ultimate salvation of heaven. But there's also a way in which he wishes to rescue us from the lion's mouths that exist in our own lives even now. And it's a thing for us at Mass to say, what those things that I need to be rescued from, Lord, I lay them at the foot of the cross at the altar. I give them there because there's people deal with all kinds of addictions and sins and brokennesses and darknesses and lonelinesses and all kinds of things. The lion sometimes has his claws in us. Family problems, all sorts of things. And we say, Jesus, I want you to do what only you can do, which is to rescue me out of there. And you're present on this altar. And you can rescue me today from this sin or this vice or this problem, this thing. Jesus, rescue me from the lion's mouth. We say it at Mass. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant us peace in our day. Jesus, that's the good news. Yesterday, the Archbishop gave such a beautiful homily at the, you remember Seminarian Sam? He was ordained a deacon yesterday together with two others. It was absolutely beautiful down there at St. Mindred. And the Archbishop was talking about the kerygma. And the kerygma, he told the new deacons, preach the kerygma. Kerygma is a Greek word for proclamation, and it's the proclamation of Jesus and the message of salvation, and how the message of salvation is effected through the sacraments. And it was a beautiful homily, and that's what it is. at Holy Mass, Jesus, who can rescue us from, comes on this altar and then even into our souls, into our bodies. It's amazing. So I just give you these three images, the striking of the breast, the prayer piercing the clouds, and the being rescued from the lion's mouth. Pray with these images. And let's ask the beautiful Jesus, who's about to come onto this altar, to draw us into himself. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.